You're awake. You know something about your ADHD. Learn more with TED Talks. Kind of like TED Talks, but half the length. A different expert every day of ADHD Awareness Month. Brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. Longest running support organization for adults with ADHD, just like you. You're awake, and now you'll have even more knowledge thanks to ADDA at add.org. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. I'm Dr. Cheryl Chase, clinical psychologist, joining you from Independence, Ohio, which is just outside of Cleveland. Today, I'll be sharing my thoughts about something that's deceptively simple, but life-changing for people with ADHD. It's called externalizing. And if you've ever felt like your brain is maybe juggling flaming swords while you're riding a unicycle, well, this is for you. And by the way, in the spirit of this topic, there's a downloadable handout that goes along with this talk. So I want you to think of it like this. Folks with ADHD, they're not broken. They're overloaded. If you have ADHD, your brain is constantly managing more than it can comfortably hold. Important thoughts, tasks, reminders, emotions, they all swirl around kind of like the ingredients of a recipe that you're trying to follow in a kitchen that's just too small. Which brings me to my favorite analogy. Working memory, it's kind of like the kitchen counter space when you're baking. Working memory is where you hold information while you're processing it and working with it. Imagine baking cookies in a camper. You've got a tiny little counter, no room to spread out. You stick the recipe in between your teeth. You're measuring sugar and you bump the eggs and they fall off the counter onto the ground and crack. Your kiddo walks in with a question. You answer the question and then you look back and you realize you're holding the measuring spoon in one hand and the tub of salt in the other. But you don't remember if you actually added the salt or not to the cookies. It's messy. It's inefficient. It's frustrating. Now imagine baking those same cookies in a clutter-free commercial kitchen with stainless steel counters as far as your eyes can see. Your recipes propped up in a little recipe stand. Your ingredients are set out in sequential order and you've got plenty of space to work. If you get interrupted, you'd pause, turn back, and pick up right where you left off. Nothing's falling off the counter. You have plenty of space to hold in mind what you're working on and hold the process in mind all at the same time. Much more efficient, much calmer. Folks with ADHD, well, they're bacon in a camper. Their mental counter space is limited. And that's why externalizing is so important. Externalizing means moving important information out of your head and into the physical world around you, where you can see it, touch it, act on it. It's not cheating, it's scaffolding. This is how we build systems that support our brains instead of overwhelming them. So let me give you some real-world examples of what externalizing looks like. At home, put clocks and timers up all over the house. Use visual timers. If you Google or look up sensory timers or visual timers, there's a ton online. Set alarms that say what you want to do, not just when. So set an alarm that says start dinner or time to leave to pick up the kids. Sticky notes, voice memos. I text myself all the time. I created a contact in my phone that is called myself. So I can voice text myself when I'm driving, when I'm cooking, when I'm in the middle of something. And then I just set a reminder in my phone of a couple times a day to go in and read those texts that I sent myself and put them in writing in my calendar. Create laminated checklists for your morning and evening routines. And by the way, any repeatable process can be turned into a checklist. And it's really helpful if you do this for the other people in your house as well. So if you have kids that you live with, or a significant other that you live with, or you have step offspring that are in and out of the house, you can make lists of repeatable processes like how to use the washing machine, how to clean your bedroom, What's your morning and bedtime routine? Make a list. Better yet, make a picture list and put it up visibly in the world that you live in, and you will see it all the time. Schedule a Sunday reset or a 1 day a week reset where you follow those checklists. You get that laundry done. You go grocery shopping and meal prep. Lunch bins, those have been a huge help in my world. So there are bins in the cabinet that I can grab one beverage, one sweet snack, one healthy snack, and then I pre-make the lunches for the week and grab a turkey sandwich from the freezer or from the fridge. So all of that is part of my 1 day a week prep. And then all I have to do is visually look in the cabinet or visually look in the refrigerator and grab one of each. Travel often? Make a packing list, print it out, stick it in a sheet protector or laminate it, and have it ready to go. How might externalizing look at work? Color-coded calendars, projects broken down in visual form, either checklists or to-do lists or steps and dates that they'll be done by. Prepare for meetings with a reusable checklist. Again, if it's a repeatable meeting that you have monthly, you can create a template that you use all the time. Find an accountability buddy. That's what I like to call the person that you tell, hey, this is what I'm working on. This is what I want to do. These are the goals that I have. Can you help me by checking in on me? And then in relationships, how can externalizing help in relationships? I find it incredibly helpful that when I'm in the midst of an argument, a disagreement with someone, I pull out a whiteboard or a piece of paper, and it helps us stay focused and stay on track and not go off on tangents that are emotionally driven. Print and post the rules of fair fighting and keep them visible so that when you and your significant other are in a heated moment, you're able to anchor the arguments and the disagreements around these rules of fair fighting. And those are also included in the downloadable handout, or you can just do an internet search. Develop low stress signals with your partner so that your partner can say, hey, I think it's time for you to take a deep breath. Hey, I think it's time for you to step away. So in our house, we have signals and symbols that we use with each other so that we can say things like, hey, I think maybe it's time for you to go make that phone call. Or, hey, have you heard from grandma lately? And those are our little code ways of saying, I think maybe you're getting a little bit jacked up and it's time for you to take a deep breath. So you have someone external to you helping cue and prompt you that it might be time for you to take a different path. Externalizing isn't just a strategy. It's a lifeline. It's how we move from chaos to clarity, from frustration to being in the flow of the moment. It's how you move from a camper to a commercial kitchen. So if you're someone with ADHD or someone who loves someone with ADHD, remember this. Don't try to hold it all in your head. You can build a world that helps you hold it through externalizing. I'm glad you joined me today for this brief talk on externalizing. I'm Dr. Cheryl Chase. For more information about me or my work with adults with ADHD, you can check out my website, chasingyourpotential.com, or find me on Facebook at Dr. Cheryl Chase. Thank you for listening and be well.
Wait, before you go, we here at ADDA depend on the kindness of strangers and friends like you. So consider joining ADDA or donating at add.org/donate. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.